Foundation for Patient Daryl Lyons, Telecom, ERRELL, last name Lyons, LYONS, date of birth is 10/16/1970. Chief complaints or data service is 5/14/2024. Chief complaints are severe pain in the lower back, radiating to both the buttocks, pain in the right knee, right ankle. Patient report that for 5 to 7 years he's been suffering from severe pain in the middle back and lower back, the sharp pains and involving both the gluteal or both the buttocks, throbbing pain like a toothache. The right foot is sore, along with this right knee is sore, and it's very difficult to use stairs or even be able to sleep. The patient was found to have a foot spur in the right foot. The right knee, there is no diagnosis made, but he has had 2 injections to the knee, which helped him quite a bit, 20%. Although he has not seen any chiropractor or physical therapist, and he had the spur in the right knee, right foot for 3 to 4 years, but no treatment has been given. According to the patient, the pain in the lower back is 8, and they have been there for 5 to 7 years. Right knee pain has been there for 8 years, and these pains are not caused by any fall or any accident, and they've been continuous, described as throbbing, sharp, aching, and tender. Severity 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 7. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending and walking, and improved by lying down and medications. No muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence, no numbness, tingling are reported. Patient has issues with the sleep and anxiety, but no issue on depression or suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts. No head injury, headache are reported, no sudden anesthesia. Anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Sleep disturbance is reported, lightheadedness is reported. Kindly review the records for ADLs for the continuation of the system review, surgical histories, allergy history, employment history, family history, personal history, legal history, etc. Thank you. ADLs also. In the physical examination, the patient blood pressure is 162 over 113 pulse, 92 pulse ox is 99. Height is 5'6", and weight is 150. This is a 53-year-old African-American gentleman of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic care. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain faces are noticed. Patient appears overtly anxious but not lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with limping and with painful gait, but it's not using a cane or any rollator walker. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, musculature exam, and musculoskeletal examination. In the spine examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is none. Paravertebral muscle spasm is none. Hypotonicity is none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. That cervical spine is 60 forward flexion. Extension is 60. The side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotoal test, myelopathy signs are all absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Cross leg raised test is positive bilaterally. CAM test was positive. The Babinski sign is negative. Bregel test is negative. SI joint are non-tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Favor test, constant test is negative. Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the right knee and right ankle, rest of the extremities are completely normal, including both hands raised, both elbows, both shoulders, and both hips. And all those areas are warm to touch, well perfused with normal reflexes, normal circulation, without any pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasms. Quick test was negative, no leg length discrepancy was noticed, and gait was slightly antalgic due to the right knee pain. The examination of the right knee reveals that on inspection, palpation reveals no scar, erythema, effusion, and on palpation, no tenderness, swelling, or asymmetry is seen. Range of motion of the knee joint is completely normal. Collateral ligaments are intact, and on moving the knee joint, we hear some crepitus and grinding noise, perceived arthritis. Other than that, the anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative, McMurray Steinman negative, patellar apprehension is negative. Examination of the right foot do not reveal any major finding, and tenderness is noticed at the talus area due to the pre-existing spur. Other than that, range of motion, circulation intact, reflexes are normal, motor power is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Diagnosis. One one zero. In general, pain in the right leg M79.601, right knee M25.561, M23.205. Yeah, over there. M23.202. Pain in the right foot M79.671. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, etc. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Terrell Lyons is as follows. I ordered a physical therapy to begin 3 times per week for 8 weeks, focusing on the lower back and the right knee for the osteoarthritis. Medications are ordered for the patient, and they are Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica was ordered 50 mg every 12 hour PRN for 60 tablets for pain relief. Tylenol with codeine number 12. Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hour PRN, 30 tablets were ordered for 15 days. Patient was provided following DME, back brace and a knee brace, and right knee 4-inch ACE bandage. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, yes. Psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. From Beaumont Hospital, there is one visit record is available. where he was given toradol injection, steroid injections, and imaging was ordered for his right knee. Interventional pain procedures will be considered once MRIs are done after the therapy is all done. Surgical options non-nearest psych attended care caseworker not warranted. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered right now. DM is all described already. We ordered a back brace, knee brace, right knee 4-inch bandage. Follow visit was in. Mm-hmm. 1 month. Thank you. Patients also advised to do yoga exercises, home exercises, heat treatment like laser treatment, acupunctures, even a chiropractic services are ordered. 15 in 30 days time.